64. Marcus. He was so cold. Marcus pressed his forehead into his knees, feeling the chill of the rocks beneath him sinking into his bones, the incessant wind pushing through his layers of clothing and freezing the sweat coating his skin. His feet burned and his hands were numb, fingers stiff from clenching the rope mounted on the rock next to him. He knew he needed to get up, to move and get his blood circulating so that he didn't freeze to death. Yet every time he willed himself to do so, his limbs refused to obey, like they'd been weighted down with lead. His head throbbed, his mouth so dry it hurt to swallow, but he couldn't bring himself to let go of the rope long enough to retrieve any water. Nausea swirled in his gut, the rock beneath him seeming to move like the deck of a ship. You don't get seasick, he reminded himself. So even if the mountain is moving, you shouldn't feel like this. Do mountains move? Is this possible? He tried to shake his head to clear it, but the muscles of his neck cramped painfully, preventing the motion. Marcus, Tariana's voice. But she was gone, had gone to do something, to check something. He was imagining things. Marcus? He ignored the sound of his name, a trick of the wind, a trick of his fear. God damn it, Marcus, look at me. His body was shaking. It was being shaken. Look at me. It hurt to lift his head, the muscles and tendons in his neck fighting the commands of his brain. But he did it. Tariana was in front of him on her knees, her hands on his shoulders, only her eyes visible between her hood and scarf. Are you with me? He licked his lips, trying to moisten them, but his tongue was dry. Yes. The color of her gaze brightened with relief. Good. I need you to think. What do you know about the shelters in these mountains? About where they are? Shelters. He tried to focus his thoughts, tried to dig into his memories, to remember the things he'd read. But he kept being pulled back into the moment, his mind refusing to move beyond the cold, beyond the sheer drop only a few steps from where he sat. Don't know. You do. I know you do. Her voice was soft. And you don't forget things. You just need to think. Marcus shook his head, then rested it back on his knees, wishing the world would stop swimming. Are they in the ravines? By the water? Lunacy. The ravines flooded every spring. Why was she making nonsense suggestions? Scowling, he lifted his head. They're in places with trees. For firewood. Her eyes glinted. A tooth with trees, you say? We might be in luck, because the next one over has the first trees I've seen since we entered these God's forsaken mountains. Now you need to get up. We're going to go around this column of rock. There are 16 spikes you need to cross to get to the opposite side, with a rope to hold onto for balance. It's not much of a drop, only 50 feet or so. Far enough. On the far side is a plateau. That's a big flat space.
I know what a plateau is.
He grumbled, flexing his fingers, trying to get sensation back in them. His legs had stiffened, and pain shot through them as he moved onto his knees, keeping as close to the rock wall as possible, even as he refrained from looking back at the drop. I'll go first. Come on. She tugged him up, leading him down the path, which grew narrower with each step until it dropped off entirely. Open space before him, to his left. And the wind clawed at him, trying to drag him off his feet, to send him plummeting down and down. Cringing, he pressed against the wall, closing his eyes, but that only made it worse. Made him swear he could hear the platform crumbling beneath him, the rock falling away, that he was falling. Panic, fresh and bright and wild, surged through him, froze him in place, tightened the already painful vise clamped around his chest. So he snapped his eyes back open. Tariana stood with one foot balanced on a spike, not even holding on to the rope. She was going to fall. He lunged, grabbing the front of her clothing and pulling her back from the edge, sending them both stumbling. She was shouting at him, but he couldn't understand what she was saying. All that mattered was his grip on the rope, his grip on her. Don't do that! Let me go! You're going to get us both killed!
I can't let you fall.
And quit knocking me around, you idiot.
She pressed closer to him, close enough that he could feel the warmth of her body.
I'll go first. You follow.
It was easy to nod. Much harder to force his fingers to relax their death grip on her clothing. His heart hammering against the walls of his chest, Marcus watched her step back onto the spike, this time holding onto the rope with both hands. In a sideways motion, she moved from rung to rung, pausing with her feet on the seventh and eighth, gaze shifting to him.
You can do this. He couldn't.
You have to. His breath was coming in rapid little pants, his whole body shaking.
Do it.
Gripping the rope, he stepped onto the spike, vertigo washing over him as he looked down, the sharp rocks below seeming to rise and fall like waves.
Keep moving.
He shifted onto the next spike, clenching his teeth as he waited for it to give. His arms felt too weak to hold him up if it did, and they shook in response to the thought. Tariana was humming a song, the melody filling his ears. He followed it. Step, step, step. His teeth were chattering, clacking together with enough violence it felt like they might crack. Step, step, step.
Halfway there.
She resumed her humming, drawing him forward. Step, step. His foot slipped on the spike, ripping a gasp from his chest. He pulled tight on the rope, his forehead pressed against it as he sucked in air.
Keep going.
I can't. But he took another step anyway. It seemed a lifetime before they reached the other side of the ridge, and Tariana led him down the rocky incline onto the plateau. He kept his eyes on her heels, refusing to look beyond.
We don't have much time before dark, she said between gusts of wind. But if what you said is true, we only have to cross over this bridge, and the shelter will be on the other side. We'll be done for the day, all right?
He was not all right.
Yes. Okay.
She stopped. He kept staring at her feet.
This is the bridge.
He did not want to look, because he knew what was to come. But he had not come this far in life by being a coward. So slowly, Marcus lifted his head.